This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode number 97, Building a Relationship with Your Dog. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hello, how are you today? Do you like when someone asks you that? Or are you kind of like me and you think, do you really want to know? I believe in general, people mean well. I know when I say that to people, I mean well. And I really do think that we're just trying to connect. But I often find myself thinking, how much should I tell you? How much do you really want to know? So we all say the usual, good, and you? Am I right? Are you guys connecting with me right now? You're like, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, sometimes, yes, I am good, but other times that is definitely an easy way out, right? To just say, I'm good, fine, thanks, you know? So have you ever stopped to think about what your dog is thinking or how your dog is feeling? How often do you ask your dog, how are you today? Right now, how are you right now? How are you in this training session? How are you in this real life moment? I find myself doing this more and more, and I'm really enjoying what I get back. So today on the podcast, I want to talk about building relationships with our dogs. Why is it important? How do we do it? And how can I get better at it? I like to start with the why. If we don't have a purpose for doing something, we often don't do it. The why behind what we do is important. Dogs do things that work for them, and if it doesn't work for them, they change their behavior and try something else until they find something that works. They also need a why. So why spend time building a relationship with my dog? Trust is important. If I want to have a relationship, there needs to be trust. My dog feeling safe is important. A mutual understanding between us is also important. So these three things play into my dog being happy and healthy, which is what I want. These things build a bond between us where we feel safe, we trust one another, and we work to understand one another. So this is the framework really of a good relationship, right? A strong relationship makes for a happy life together. And in this case, it's one where my dog and me both enjoy being together. Now, how do we do this? First, I think we let go initially of our push to perform. It is so easy to jump right into the task list that we have for our dogs. For example, maybe I want to teach my dog to sit, down, stay, and come. Those are all worthy goals. And don't get me wrong, I'm a very big believer in teaching our dogs to do things. I think that's a great way to build a relationship is training. However, by taking the time to first build trust, help my dog feel safe around me, and learn to understand one another by how we communicate, we see greater results in positive behavior and have fewer behavior problems. So right there on that last statement I made is a really big reason why we should build this relationship and take the time to do it. So I am totally fine if you want to make this list of things that you want to teach your dog. We have a list for you in our program, in fact. But I challenge you to spend time first building a relationship with your dog because then everything else is much easier. So I'm going to get into that a little bit in just a second. Now, start by spending time with your dog. Get to know them. What motivates them? What excites them? What helps them relax? What calms them down? And you'll do this just by literally spending time with your dog, being with them, observing them, watching them, how they interact with you and the world around them will tell you a lot about them. We can also learn to communicate with them. So learn to read your dog's body language and understand what they are saying with it. For example, what does it mean when your dog's tail is held high and wagging really stiffly? What does it mean when their tail is more neutral and loosely wagging, right? What does it mean when your dog pins their ears back? Or what does it mean when they shake off even though they are dry? And does your dog do that often? How will my dog react when they see another dog or a person? Does moving away and giving them space help their body language change into a relaxed manner? Just a tip for you, yes, yes, it does. So if you haven't tried that, give that one a go, but distance really helps. If I reach in to pet my dog while they are relaxing and they duck away, what are they telling me? And do I listen? Do I take the time to figure that one out and think and ask questions about, what are they trying to tell me? And then do I, again, listen and respond? Do I give my dog space and choice in the matter? I hope so. Knowing my dog allows me to better set them up for success, which gives me the opportunity to then anticipate what they'll do next, which gives me time to then plan and make adjustments so that I can help them succeed in any given scenario. These things communicate to my dog that they can trust me. They know they are safe with me and that I am their advocate and I want them to succeed. Play is another great way to build a relationship. It's a powerful tool that is a great way to have fun together, to get to know each other, and practice things they know from a training standpoint. Find an activity that your dog enjoys. Again, this takes some time and it takes some exploration, but that can be fun too. This evolves over time, so don't give up on any one thing too soon, and likewise, don't get stuck on just one thing too quickly. Present your dog with different toys, like a ball, a frisbee, a bumper, or a tug toy, and see what they gravitate towards. Maybe they really love scent games. Maybe their nose is always on the ground and find your food is their favorite. Hide and seek might be their favorite. If your dog is a fast mover, agility may be their ticket. Maybe they have several activities they enjoy, so you can mix it up. Learn to have fun together. New puppies don't have a lot of coordination yet, so scent games, small games of fetch, and gentle tug are often where I start. And then as they grow and mature, it progresses into those other activities that I mentioned. So the interest in balls, frisbees, and agility and things like that comes in time. If you're starting out with an older dog, though, you can go there more quickly. My next thought is to help dogs think on their own. The more direction my dog needs from me, the more effort and stress I have in managing their behavior. However, if I can help my dog figure things out on their own and think for themselves, they manage themselves. How great is that? For example, I can ask my dog to sit, or I can wait for them to try it on their own, reward that choice, and watch that choice recur more often. Now my dog is making good choices on their own, and I'm not saying anything. They are choosing it. If you came to my house and spent a day with me, I think you would find this. I think you would be a little bit maybe surprised at how little I ask my dogs to do because they do it on their own. I've set them up for success. And yes, when they're a brand new puppy, I managed a lot of that. I managed what they had access to, but we also taught them things along the way in the form of formal training of, yes, I taught them what sit means, down means, stay means, come means, all of those things. And that's all important. I think that's a great way to spend time with your dog. But you will also find that a good majority of the time, my dogs are left to make their own choices. And I'm shaping the choices that they're making and helping them see whether it works for them or not. Anytime I can help my dog think on their own, the better. When I'm out for a walk, for example, I stop and say hello to a friend. My dog lays down and relaxes while I have a conversation. When I'm done, I like to check in and make sure my dog is ready. I say, "Are you ready?" And then I follow it up with, "Let's go," once I see they are ready to go. It is a relationship, so I'm checking in with them. "Are you ready to go? Do you need a minute? How are you?" Before I say, you know, "Let's go." And that way it's not an I say, you do type of living. Highly, highly recommend the mutual respect and relationship-based training. This way of training is so enjoyable to me. It takes the frustration out of me giving orders, which I expect to be followed. And then what if those don't get followed, right? That leads to huge frustrations. Instead of trying to control a living, breathing creature, I am now working with my dog. So again, instead of trying to control my dog, I am working with my dog. We cooperate together and we find success together. My dog trusts that I am there for them. Caring and affection are always available, not something to be earned. Now, what are the key takeaways and things we can do to get better at creating good relationships with our dogs? Let's just do a little self-assessment this week. How well do I know my dog? Maybe I make a list of things I know about them, and each day, add to that list. Keep trying to learn more and more about them. You have to pay attention. You have to look for it. You have to think about it, but it's a highly worthwhile activity. Include the things that we talked about earlier, such as my dog's likes, their dislikes, maybe common body language that they give to me, communication. Spend time with them without giving orders. Ask more questions. Really try to understand them and how they feel about what you are doing. This takes time. Also, patience goes a long way in allowing your dog to have a say in what is happening. Try not to be in such a rush or to push things too quickly. Step back and reassess if needed to determine how best to move forward. If your dog needs a break, give him a break. If they're not having fun, change the activity. Maybe your dog struggles to be groomed. Instead of forcing that, can we break that down into small, achievable steps and go at our dog's pace? We like to create start and stop buttons using a platform, a chin rest, or eye contact so that our dogs can tell us when they're ready. We are happy to help you get this started in our program. So if you have any questions around that, feel free to schedule time with us inside our puppy school. I hope I gave you something to think about today. We are always learning, growing, and striving to become better. We are in this together. I hope you take just one little piece of that and maybe implement that into your training, or even just start to think along the lines of asking questions. Can I get to know my dog a little better? What are their likes? What are their dislikes? What motivates them? What do they want to do right now in this moment? And can we compromise? It is just such a rewarding way to live with your dog. Have a great week, you guys. I'll talk to you soon. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterandBella.com, to contact me.